I May we hope to commence our worship of God this evening by singing hymn number 610. Hymn 610, to the tune Olivet 681. Precious Jesus, friend of sinners, we as such to thee draw near. Let thy Spirit now dwell in us, and with love our souls inspire. Fill, O fill us with that love that casts out fear. Come and claim us as thy portion, and let us lay claim to thee. Leave us not to empty notion, but from bondage set us free. King of glory, we would live and reign with thee. Hymn 610, tune Olivet 681.
Thank you. from the most holy word of God, from the Gospel according to St. John, and the 17th chapter. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 17. John chapter 17. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us that portion of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most kind and gracious God, Thou who hast spared our unworthy lives to gather once again in thy courts this night, do grant unto us each now that spirit of our prayer and supplications, we might make our requests known unto thee with thanksgiving. But all teach us each how to pray, if we know not what to pray for as we ought, but all that might know that the indicting of the Holy Spirit within. Ah, yes, that indicting of the Holy Spirit. And so do grant that spirit of prayer now, whether it is silently in the pew or unto this poor sinner that stands up in thy name. Or may we know once again who thou art. Ah, yes, we would not rush into thy presence, for thou art holy. And truly thou art holy, holy, holy. But all we venture as enabled. Ah, yes. As the Spirit grants that enabling to venture to plead for Jesus' sake, to plead that name which is above every name. Ah, that name which we trust and verily believe unto some of us, it is the name of one that is most precious. Oh, may it be with each one of us here yet, from the youngest here to the oldest, whereby they can likewise say, He is precious. He is precious. But oh, to see such a suitability in Christ. Ah, yes, that one who is able to save unto the uttermost. And if we've been brought there to see that suitability, truly thou art the altogether lovely. Ah, when we see to the worst of sinners that made known the bounty of thy grace, ah, that of thy redeeming love, or that of the shepherd that truly did bear the sword of divine justice, the Waco sword against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow. And so it was. And if we're brought to see that we are found amongst, and what a mercy if it is so. Found amongst, yes, perhaps at times we tremble as to whether there is reality in our religion. But what a mercy if we've had little taste. We're found amongst the sheep and the lambs in Christ's fold, that have been able to look to the shepherd who truly did suffer, bleed and die. Ah, yes, as that spotless lamb, that laid down his life for his friends, the church of God, the elect according to the foreknowledge of God, those loved from all eternity, he laid down his life for them. Voluntarily. Because, was it not this? They were loved with an everlasting love. And in the councils of eternity past, was it not that book of life containing that remnant, the names of that remnant, yet a number that no man can number. Yes, that Lamb's book of life. And all that we might be found then amongst those recorded there. But as the Father gave them to the Son, we thank Thee that Thou hast declared, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. It must be so, and it shall be so. And all that might each know what it is to hear the voice of the shepherd, and truly be found amongst those drawn, black but comely, yes. Black, yes, in their own eyes, of a truth it is so. The deepest dye in that way, black, foul indeed, but comely, because they're loved from all eternity, and they're drawn. Drawn. In that time appointed, thou wilt draw by thy sweet resistless grace, and they shall run after thee. Ah, many, their religion is the other way round. They know it is to run after thee, but they've never been drawn. But all to be found amongst those made willing in the day of thy power. Ah, come, follow me. Now brought into that way which leadeth unto life, that narrow way. That narrow way, as we read of it, straight is the gate and narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. But to be found amongst those few, lambs and sheep in Christ's fold. Ah, surname of the name of Israel. Ah, blessed be God. What a mercy we read. I will work, and who shall let it? None can prevent it. Satan cannot prevent it. The poor sinner will be found amongst the rebellious ones. He might find and feel that he struggles against that work of grace. Tries to shut his ears to that still small voice. But his eye will work. And who shall let it? None can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? And so thou wilt draw. And it will be an effectual drawing. So we plead, do draw us each by thy sweet resistless grace. May we be found amongst those coming sinners, wrought upon by the Spirit, are brought to see, as the Spirit teaches them, that Christ is that only way. And they flee to Christ as their refuge. and as a hymn writer put it, a refuge for sinners. The gospel makes known, 'tis found in the merits of Jesus alone. Oh, to be found then, each one of us, from the youngest here to the oldest, amongst those fleeing for refuge. For aught to say there's no hope in themselves and no help there. Brought to flee unto Christ. Ah, knowing what it is to smite upon the breast and cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And in that way, in that confession of sin, confessing their unworthiness, confessing their iniquities and all their transgressions, but all seeing such a fullness in Christ as is revealed to them, a fullness in Christ. Ah, yes, that fullness that's there, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So do remember each one as we've gathered this night. Remember those that are at home with those family responsibilities, both in their various places, and we think of one also in hospital this evening still. Lord, go to her where she is, and do favour her with thy presence. Grant her those comforts which only thou canst give. May she prove again, as we proved before, ah yes, that as a hymn writer declared, his love in time past forbids me to sink. Can't quite remember the words. His love in time past forbids me to think. He'll leave me at last in trouble to sink. Each sweet Ebenezer I have in review confirms his good pleasure to help me quite through. Oh, may there be that brought back to her remembrance, all the way which thou hast led her, and those things which thou hast done for her. Ah, those Ebenezer stones, and others also that know it is to walk in tried paths, distressing circumstances, those things which are before them, that bring about many a fear. Lord, do bring to their remembrance those times and seasons when thou hast wrought wonders for them, where they proved that thou hast been their refuge and strength in time past. Thou hast been their helper, where they have proved those everlasting arms underneath them. They prove the promise to be true. Yes, perhaps a number of times throughout their pilgrimage here below. That precious truth. For he hath said, I'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So we plead for them. Remember each one according to their need. And oh Lord, we plead once again for the dear little ones and the younger ones, as their young ones, as they're growing up and going on into life. Oh, take them each in hand, we plead. Work mighty in their hearts that good thing. Oh, as we spake this morning, the fear of the Lord, which is a beginning of wisdom. May they each know yet that tender fear of the Lord, that filial fear which is through love. Yes, that filial fear. So to remember the families we plead, remember them in the way of providence. But each one in that way of providence, it is a day of great difficulties. And at times we wonder where the scene will end. But O Lord, we prove, have we not? And certainly this poor one, as we stand up in thy name, has proved thou art the giver of all good. And thou canst do those things which seem to be so impossible, even in the way of providence, in the way of that which is pertains to our path, which is our pathway here below, and certainly in the way of providence. For the gold and silver thine, and the cat upon a thousand hills. Oh, how I've often thought of the prophet of old. Ah, thou didst sustain him, didst thou not, in that time of drought, time of famine. The famine, yes, the drought brought about the famine. The rain was withheld, thou didst withhold the rain, but thou didst supply his needs. Thou didst command those unclean birds to feed him, and so it was. Ah, yes, and then he had to go and dwell when that brook dried up. There was another place which seemed also unlikely. But thou didst command even there that that vessel would not dry up, and the cruse of oil, would not dry up, and there was that that sufficiency as that regards that meal, until they should send once again the rain upon the earth. The barrel of meal shall not waste, nor the cruse of oil fail, until thou dost send the rain upon the earth. And so it was. That widow and her son, and the prophet, they proved day after day, did they not, that there was that sufficiency to bake again for their needs, their bodily needs. And yes, we trust we can look back those many years now to a particular time when we wondered how things could go on. Many years ago, and all those words came in a moment, thou didst speak them, and it brought us to meditate upon it, this as regards the prophet and that widow woman and her son. For thou didst speak even into my soul, the barrel of meal shall not waste, nor the cruse of oil fail, until thou dost send the rain upon the earth. And oh, how we proved, and it seemed miraculous over those months as it was, that again and again there was that provision in that certain way, and we lacked nothing. We lacked nothing, and we likewise proved at times our cup ran over. And so likewise we plead for one or another, as they might also be brought into those times when their faith is sorely tried, but all proving that thou art a God of providence and a God of grace, a God for time and a God for eternity. And so we plead for one another, once again those that bear the heat and burn of the day, whether it is the busyness of the housewife and mother in the home, those in their studies, perhaps even those in their times, but all those things which have to be attended to, and perhaps there's something on the morrow of spare. Something which seems like a dark cloud, but oh, may they prove the shepherd goes before his sheep. The shepherd goes before his sheep, and he leads them forth for that right way. Yes, and sometimes we find we're brought into those junctures even in our lives. We know not what to do. And oh, we think back a number of years ago now again, and those words that came. Yes, we're brought to a certain point and we knew not what to do. But thou didst speak, say unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. And sometimes it's a venturing by faith in this or that, a venturing by faith, but all when the Lord speaks, and then there's that venturing by faith, there's that falling into thy hands. Yes, when the cloud moved and the children of Israel had to move in the daytime, and likewise with the pillar of fire but at night, but that pillar of cloud, no doubt it obscured that path which was before them, wisely hidden, but they were to go forward. And was it not trusting in thee, that thou wast that one that governs all, And in those days of old, thou didst govern that ancient people. And if we're found amongst that the Israel of God, that spiritual Israel, may we likewise prove that the government of our affairs rests upon thy shoulders. And sometimes, yes, even in that way, there's that following the cloud. The path is still obscured, but that venturing by faith. And so to remember each one, then we plead. Manage all for them by the way unto the end. Once again, to remember our dear friend and brother at the desk and the burden that falls to him and his dear one. Lord, we plead for them that thou wouldest grant those helps, and certainly as regards reading services and finding seeking that way that thou hast lead to a sermon, all that to as regards the prayer meeting addresses and even regarding the hymns. Or may he prove there's help laid upon one that is mighty. Do strengthen him, O Lord, strengthen them both in that which falls to them. And grant them those comforts. Ah, yes. And may they prove each one as they gather here that the Lord is in the midst. And the Lord does condescend to just a little company. And we thank thee that that promise is in thy word, where two or three gather together in thy name, there thou wilt be in the midst to bless. And so may they prove it again and again. They have done, we have done, and may they likewise prove it. But there's a proving of it, and there's that whereby the poor trembling one has to go again and again and commit the way unto the Lord. It is a continual thing, is it not? But what a mercy that thine ears are ever open unto the cries of thy people according to their need. So we plead to hear the many petitions that are offered up as regards the Sabbath services here and the week evening services. And oh, if it could please thee, build us up again according to thy most holy faith. Oh, there may be those yet constrained to turn in, perhaps even in that way to come back. Ah, yes, there are those that have left thy courts for this reason or that reason. Ah, thou canst make willing in the day of thy power to return. Ah, what a mercy if it should be so, smiting upon the breast, crying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, no heart is too hard for thee. No sinner is too far off for thee. And what a mercy, thine arm is not shortened that it cannot save, and can save unto the uttermost. Oh, bring back uttermost sinners. Oh, we plead that it might be so. Ah, thou knowest the petitions offered up and made in the closet for this one or that one. Ah, certainly there are those amongst our family circles that we have much concern over. Wider family circles we have much concern over. But oh, may it please thee, bear you one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Lord, remember Zion. Strengthen those things which remain, those things which are ready to die. We see much of the leaven of the world creeping in. Its maxims, its fashions, its ways. Ah, yes, even the language of the world begins to creep in. There's a leaven that begins to leaven the whole lump. We see the effect of that leaven that began in the national church many years ago. What effect has it had, and we see it in our day as regards there, the national church. Oh, they know not the difference between good and evil. In fact, even there, good is called evil, and evil is called good. Ah, they've forsaken thy word. They seem to have no sense of a holy and a heart-searching God. They have no vision of one, even as Isaiah saw that day, whereby there was that crying out, "Holy, holy, holy." Oh, how solemn it is. Blind leaders of the blind, and shall not both fall into the ditch. Oh, do open the eyes, we plead. Open the eyes. And so we plead not only for the national church, but all certainly our own little causes amongst our circles. Oh, we plead. There might be a searching of the heart and a trying of the ways. There might be that weeping between the porch and the altar. Ah, true confession and godly sorrow for sin. Oh, to him to come whereby we have sinned. We have sinned. Ah, yes, we have sinned. And so make us each honest in thy sight. And may we be brought even there to come with the psalmist of old. Search me and try me, and see if there be any wicked way in my heart. Oh, bring us each then to that true confession and godly sorrow. But all lead us forth for that right way. We might go to that city of habitation whose builder and maker is God. And so do remember likewise our nation. Oh, we know not how to plead. Those in authority, we tremble at what we hear at times and what we see and what is manifest. They're self-serving. Self-serving. And certainly, where is the truth? Where are those that know the truth? But we believe there are one or another there that do know the truth. Or may their light yet shine forth. And those that perhaps have hidden their light under a bushel, may they be encouraged and wrought upon by the Spirit to make their light so shine. As a beacon on a beacon upon a hill. And may there be that as they others look upon it, they might hear and take note. Yes, hear and take note of their speech, their manner. Yes, they may prove that yes. That they, even their manner and their speech, there is something there which is not of the world that lies in wickedness, but one that walks in the fear of the Lord. May it please him, perhaps through these things, that light, that witness, that others might be brought to question their ways, their standing, their need as sinners, brought to realize they are a sinner. An eternity, their standing as regards eternity. Yes, to search their ways and to consider their latter end. But, O Lord, we would now seek for thy help this night. Lord, thou knowest sometimes we feel that, yes, we'll be brought to confusion. Brought to confusion. But, O Lord, do grant that measure of order. We know at times it seems there's a flowing forth and we find this word or that word comes to our mind. But, O Lord, may it please thee that thou wouldest give unto each one that hearing ear to look beyond the infirmity of a man that speaks, and they may hear to their profit, they may hear the voice of the Lord, the word of the Lord. Yes, we're but the instrument with our infirmities. We have our infirmities. But, O Lord, we plead, do touch this poor sinner's lips with that live coal from off the altar. We may be made fit for the Master's use this night and given that door of utterance to speak those things, laying the sinner low, but extolling, raising high a precious Christ. Or to raise high upon the gospel pole Christ, the sinner's only hope. So do help this poor one now Bless us each together and send none empty away. Pardon and forgive then our many, many sins, our often failings, and yes, our constant shortcomings, and where we failed in our asking. Do be pleased to make up in giving. We plead for Christ's sake. Amen.
The notices for the opening week are that, God willing, Mr. John Hart is engaged to preach here on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Robert Field next Lord's Day evening, and as help there will be a read sermon during the morning service and reading address in the prayer meeting. The donations and collections taken for the month amounted to £490 in the general fund, £10 in the benevolent fund, and a quarterly donation was received from the Gospel Standard Society of £600 for the general fund. We desire to acknowledge the Lord's mercies and thank the friends for their willing giving. May we now be helped to continue our worship, singing together hymn 736, hymn 736, to the tune Brookfield 310. Show me some token, Lord, for good, some token of thy special love. Show me that I am born of God, and that my treasure is above. Let thy good spirit rule my heart, and govern all my words and ways. Let grace abound in every part, and teach my tongue to sing thy praise. Hymn 736, tune of Brookfield 310.
Thank you.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we turn to the chapter we read, the Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter, and I'll read verses 9, 10 and 11. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. John's Gospel, chapter 17, as we read then those verses 9, 10 and 11. It is that prayer, is it not, of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he offered up before he entered into his sufferings in the presence of his disciples. What a prayer it is that is left on record for the church down to the end of time. What a mercy that one that has, yes, that so condescended to be a man and die, one verily God, verily man. Yes, before he entered into his sufferings, there is this prayer, and no doubt it must have been a comfort to the disciples that heard him, and these words that came forth from his lips. Yes, his sufferings were to follow. But blessed be God, what a mercy. And as we read also in John's Gospel, and I turned to it again late this afternoon, and yes, the Word of God is truth. It is no lie. But we read that in the 10th chapter in John's Gospel regarding Christ being that good shepherd. And yes, we read, do we not, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Giveth his life for the sheep. Going back to that this morning, there's no salvation to be found in any other. But this shepherd, the shepherd that will gather in from all the corners of the earth, of every nation, kindred and tongue, as many as the Father hath given him, they shall be gathered in. No doubt about it, it shall be done. And those that are gathered into that fold, they shall likewise be brought that knowledge of Christ. Yes, their Saviour, their Shepherd that laid down his life for his sheep. But oh, what a mercy, in that same chapter the Lord spake of himself. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received from my Father. That one that laid down his life for his sheep, that has loved them from all eternity. Yes, the church is his bride. Yes, the church. They were loved for from all eternity. And as we read, and I know I've often quoted where the Corinthians did not believe in the resurrection. If there were no resurrection, how solemn. Our preaching of Christ would be vain. If there's no resurrection, how solemn. But as the Apostle Paul testified unto them, that yes, he rose again. He rose again. The grave could not hold him. And that's our hope here below. Even in our day, even this day. That one who did give his life for his sheep, to redeem them from the hand of the enemy and save them from wrath to come. Yes, that wrath, that eternal punishment, that eternal death, which the Lord demanded, the holy law of God demanded. The shepherd bore that sword of divine justice. But as a grave could not hold him, that is our point of rejoicing, is it not, even this day, that one ascended on high. Having accomplished that, and finished that work which his Father gave him to do. And as regards that prayer left on record, that same dear man in heaven now reigns. Yes, I know that hymn 23, the language of it is not liked by some, but I have no argument with the language. It is a truth. And what a mercy it is, though. If it were not true, I feel we would be of all men most miserable. For that hymn of hearts, 23, a man there is. Yes, that one that took upon himself that body and nature like our own, that walked that lowly path here below, knew what it was to be tempted 40 days and 40 nights. And did he not say of himself, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head? That same dear man, this shepherd of the sheep that gave his life a ransom for them, voluntarily laid down his life, was able to take it up again. Conquered death, hell and the grave, gained the victory. But now, yes, as we journey on here below, you'll find, like I do, there's fresh contracted guilt. We find, do we not, there is sin mixed with all we do, and our very best is stained and dyed. Our all is nothing worth. But what a mercy. An everlasting priesthood. An everlasting priesthood. A man there is. A real man. With wounds still gaping wide. From which rich streams of blood once ran. In hands and feet and side. Ah. What a mercy. What a mercy. What a comfort. That there is that one that so suffered. In the sinner's room place instead. When fresh contracted guilt and the Satan comes as that accuser of the brethren, the poor sinner can venture to plead unto this one as their advocate, their surety, their glorious high priest, one that ever liveth, yes, ever liveth, to intercede for his people with those groanings which cannot be uttered. And it is so. And did not the apostle write, yes, I know I spake regarding the apostle Paul's writings in his epistle to the Hebrews, but there he When I say this morning, you plead that the Lord might reveal to you those truths contained therein concerning Christ in all his offices. And I believe you see such a beauty in Christ as the Spirit opens it up to your understanding. But what a mercy in the 7th chapter in his epistle to the Hebrews. And it's the Word of God. They were moved by the Spirit to pen this, and it is holy writ. Don't let Satan tell you it is Paul's writings. Yes, Paul was moved by the Spirit. But this is the holy Word of God, that which cannot be altered, and it is true. Well, perhaps one feels they are amongst those uttermost sinners. You read that in the 7th chapter of that epistle, that Paul, yes, was moved by the Spirit to write, and I believe he knew, because he had handled and taken felt of the Word of life, he had been taught of the Spirit. It was not something which he just learnt as a schoolboy learnt his task. It was revealed to him in the reality of it. And he speaks like this, but this man, meaning Christ, going back one more verse, concerning those Levitical priests, those priests of old, they were brought to the end of their days, and they ceased. Another one of them was appointed. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, take note, poor sinner, the Word of God here. But this man, yes, that ever liveth, he does. This man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, yes, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost. Ah, do you feel to be amongst those uttermost sinners? The out of the way, the far off. The word of the Lord here is, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, through Christ, the mediator, that glorious high priest, that advocate. Ah, yes, that one that as a shepherd laid down his life for them. And yes, and that poor sinner, and I believe it was hymn number 117 came to my mind this afternoon, and one verse there. Ah, that hymn of Top Ladies. And we'll read just a few verses there. And I find at times the language of the hymn writer sums often up those things in a nutshell. It says a lot in but a few words. But the hymn writer was brought to this. And I believe the poor sinner was brought to this. Awake, sweet gratitude, and sing the ascended Saviour's love. Sing how he carries on his people's cause above, with cries and tears he offered up his humble suit below, but with authority he asks, enthroned in glory now. But it was this verse that came to my mind, for all that come to God by him, salvation he demands, points to their names upon his breast, and spreads his wounded hands. Yes, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man of my fellow. That shepherd, that glorious high priest. Ah, yes, their names are in what we read in the prophecy of Isaiah. They're written upon the palms of his hands. Their walls are ever before him. He points salvation he demands points their names upon his breast and spread his wounded hands. His sweet atoning sacrifice gives sanction to his claim, "Father, I will that all my saints be with me where I am." Ah, yes, and then that is made known unto them as regards their eternity. Eternal life at his request to every saint is given. Safety on earth and after death, the plenitude of heaven. Ah, yes, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost. The uttermost. What a mercy that word is there. Uttermost. The most out of the way. The most deep dyed. The most blank. Uttermost. Yes. The most far off sheep. What a mercy that even those that have left the courts of the Lord, if they should be found amongst those loved from all eternity, they may have gone away from God as far as sheep can run, but his arm is not shortened that it cannot save. Blessed be God, the uttermost. That arm which is not shortened can go here or there, or to this one in the seat. And it's by the power of God, and by that power, that salvation is revealed to them. That salvation is by the power of God. By the power of God. Ah, yes, what a mercy then. Those sheep, they shall be brought to see and view that good shepherd. But oh, what a mercy. Those that are brought out of nature's darkness into that narrow way which leadeth unto life. As we said a little earlier, fresh contracted guilt. The accuser of brethren, and he comes then like the storm against the wall. That poor sinner, by faith and by the Spirit working within him, Oh, look again. And what a mercy that one that pleaded that prayer here upon the earth pleads for that poor sinner and will plead for all his church, his chosen, his worm Jacob. He'll plead for them. And those pleadings, and I believe they're in that way, they're groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, at times we're brought to that point where we groan being burdened. But that one that intercedes for his people, they are precious in his eyes, for they are bought with a price. And when you consider the sufferings of Christ, we know we can only go so far as our mortal minds can enter into the sufferings of Christ. But when we consider what his sufferings were in their room, place and stead. The hymn writer put it like this: they're so intense, his sufferings were so intense, that angels have no perfect sense, but are loved with our love. I lay down my life, my sheep. Yes, and do we not read also in John's Gospel, greater love hath no man than this, than a man laid down his life. If I can find the words. If I can lay my eyes upon that portion. For God, yes, I read these verses, these come to my mind now. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But is that greater love? Greater love hath no man than this. A man lay down his life for his friends. So they're precious in his eyes. When we think upon the church being his bride, the bride of Christ. I pray for them. So there is that path which each member that makes up the church, the bride of Christ. Yes, we don't just speak of those regarding that visible church. We know there are many found in that visible church that will not be found in that church in eternity. They're amongst those that have come in some other way. So whether they're found in that visible church here below, or those that walk in the fear of the Lord, but they've been brought into that path, that narrow way. Yes, there's this prayer for them. And I believe it's offered up even now. The Eternal Father, the Eternal Son, the Eternal Spirit. Yes, the Eternal God. That one will be your refuge. And you'll prove that amidst the sorrows of the way, amidst the trials and tribulations which God hath appointed for you, the promise of the Comforter, and I believe that shepherd, his ears are open unto the cries of his sheep. His ears are ever open unto their cries. Send the Comforter, the promise of the Comforter. I'll not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I'll not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And each one of the Lord's sheep, those of his pasture, of his fold, there is that appointed path, and we know we often repeat this, but it is true. It is through much tribulation. Through much tribulation ye shall enter the kingdom. But blessed be God, it's equally true. The Comforter and the Shepherd and the Eternal Father, they shall prove there is that one that they fled for refuge. Is it not in that hymn? If we've been brought there to flee, if I can remember the number of it, but is it not 1097? Have we known that fleeing to Christ for our refuge? Our refuge. Refuge for a sinner. You'll have need of that refuge all the days of your life. For you'll find one that is always against you. That is Satan. And it's in league with the old man of sin within. And you'll find at times when your faith is sorely tried, you'll wonder how it will stand. How will your faith stand? And at times you feel, yes, ready to give up. I'll not leave you comfortless. That one that pleads and ever will plead. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And what a mercy. You go back to that hymn 23 again. But that one that took upon that body and nature like unto one knows your frame and remembers that you are but dust. And when you consider him that was so tempted, you'll prove he is able to succour you in your temptations. He is able to succour you in your temptations, for he's walked that same path. But this same dear man, this wondrous man of whom we tell, is true Almighty God. He bought our souls from death and hell, the price his own heart's blood. That human heart he still retains, though throned in highest bliss, and feels each tempted member's pains, for our afflictions his. Going back to Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, you read the end of chapter 4. What a mercy. What a mercy, in this vale of tears, that one that pleads before his Father's throne hears your cries, hears the groans of prisoners. Those that feel at times, they wonder how they can go on. They feel they shall sink in the wilderness and rise no more. They'll find, like Jacob, such a thought as this, their grey hairs be brought down to the grave in sorrow. But they shall prove the promise to be true. He has said, I'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Never leave thee, nor forsake thee. I may have said this before, but I say it again. But I can remember when brought into that sweet union with Christ. And then ventured to put on an open profession to testify. I found that Satan seemed to be let loose. Let loose. Yes, Satan a number of times pointed the finger and said, how can you? Such a one as you be found amongst the Lord's people. You've deceived yourselves and others. He is a cruel foe. I may have said before, but I can remember one particular morning, the burden of sin, fresh contracted guilt, that which had been stirred up, the mire of the old nature. And the adversary saying, you've deceived yourself, you've deceived others. You're out of the secret. There is no hope for such a one. And sometimes you're ready to say, well, yes. And you confess that, yes, I have sinned. There is that iniquity that I feel within, and that burden of it. And you feel you're ready to sink under the accusation and the tauntings of Satan. And this poor sinner had to groan before the Lord. And I groaned being burdened. And what a mercy. You'll prove like that Psalm 107. Then they cried unto the Lord. You'll prove one that hears and answers. And is able to succor you in the midst of your temptations. When that one truly comes against you like the storm against the wall. And the Lord was pleased to bring to these lines to my these lines of this hymn to my mind. Once in Him. Once in Him. In Him forever. Thus the eternal covenant stands. And you'll be brought to this. You'll have to look again and again. And you'll prove that one that there's been the author of your faith. Shall maintain that faith. That faith, yes, which at times in those seasons you wonder whether it will be so extinguished that it will not be nothing left of it. But oh, what a mercy knows your frame. And remembers that you are but dust. Took upon himself that body and nature like unto our own, yet without sin. Tempted in all points like as we are. He is able to succor them that are tempted. That human heart. He still retains. Though throned in highest bliss. And feels each tempted member's pains. For our afflictions his. Come then, repenting sinner, come. Approach with humble faith. Yes, that faith which you'll raise again to a flame, the Spirit will breathe upon it. The eternal Spirit will breathe upon it. Approach with humble faith, O what thou wilt. The total sum is cancelled by his death. His blood can cleanse the blackest soul and wash our guilt away. He will present us sound and whole in that tremendous day. Did we not read? I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. No, there's that path appointed. And it's a wayselling wilderness. It's a world of many temptations and our many foes and fears of every shape and form. I pray not for that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them. Keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Yes, we know it speaks primarily as regards the disciples, but I believe that's all the Lord's people, his chosen people, the sheep and the lambs of his fold. And then we read again a little further down. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe. Those yet in that way of darkness, perhaps they grope for the wall like the blind. But all there's that longing. Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Ah, they long for those tokens of that divine reality that they're found amongst those sheep of Christ's fold. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they may all be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, and that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Ah, yes, what a mercy then. What a comforting portion of the Word of God this is. We know there are many portions that comfort, but that one that ever liveth to intercede for his people, ever liveth. Ah, yes, and they shall prove those everlasting arms of the God of Jeshurun. That path then which is appointed. They're in the world. They should know in those times when they prove those everlasting arms underneath. The God of Jeshurun, who rides upon their heaven in their help, and is excellent upon the sky. Ah, yes, what a mercy. And so going back to that regarding the sheep of Christ's fold. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my hand. I and my Father are one. Amen.
Let us conclude by singing together hymn 1075. Hymn 1075 to tune Euphony 786. Thou hidden love of God, whose height, whose depth unfathomed, no man knows. I see from far thy beauteous light, and inly sigh for thy repose. My heart is pained, nor can it be at rest till I find rest in thee. Lord, draw my heart from earth away, and make it only know thy call. Speak to my inmost soul, and say, I am thy Saviour, God, thy all. O dwell in me, fill all my soul, and all my powers by thine control. Hymn 1075, tune Euphony 786.
Thank you. Holy Spirit. May there be that hearing of the voice of the shepherd by the sheep or the lambs this night. Or may it be that word in season. Lord, thou knowest. We seek that thou wouldest cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard and seen of me. Do be pleased now to take us in peace and safety to our respective destinations, our abodes. All may be found, each of us, walking the footsteps of the shepherd, as those sheep and lambs of Christ's choosing. Ah, Lord, leave us not to ourselves, but lead us each forth for that right way, which is through Christ, who is the door, who is the shepherd into that sheepfold. Or may we not be found amongst those that have come up some other way. So we plead to go before us now, each as we go into those things which, yes, perhaps in the days to come, but may there be that meditation upon thy word. May we know what it is to enter into the closet and call upon thee in our day of trouble. But oh, may we know those times and seasons. That yes, thou art that great shepherd that has borne us all the days of old, and truly has said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.